Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher emeritus of GGB, and today we sit down with Layla Mintis, a venture partner with AdVantage. Layla Mintis is a sports betting veteran who has been with several cutting-edge companies and organizations. She started out as an attorney in Germany, where she earned her PhD with a thesis on the German sports betting monopoly. She then became a representative of major sports betting organizations such as FIFA and CONCACAF, where she managed all the betting-related topics such as sponsorships, data exchange, data collection, and sports integrity. That led to positions with Sportradar, BetWorks, and PlayUp USA. Today, she's a venture partner in AdVantage, where she will identify technology companies that can shake up the sports betting world. She sat down with me at the ICE Conference and Trade Show in Barcelona in January. Welcome to the GGB podcast. My guest today is Layla Mintis, who just joined a company called AdVantage. And Layla, it's great to see you. We've known each other for quite some time, and you've had a really good path in the iGaming industry. So it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Roger. Sure, it's always good to see you.
So tell us about AdVantage and why did you get involved in that?
Yeah, so AdVantage is a global VC fund. We invest in the industry, mm-hmm. and I have known the both managing director and founders of AdVantage for a while.
Right.
So Jeremy Pressman and Alex Bente, and they're great people to work with, and very excited to be part of that fund now as mm-hmm. a venture partner. And I've been always an investor myself for the last 10 plus years in the space, and now getting involved with the fund was somehow logical for me.
Okay, great. So you mentioned the gentleman you're in partnership with, AdVantage. What kind of background do they have?
Yeah, so Jeremy Pressman, one of the managing partners and co-founders, he's been an investor for a long time, based out of Israel, but grew up in the U.S. And Alex Bent is the great-grandson of the Adidas founder, Adi Dassler. So he obviously comes out of a family with that high legacy, and his vision, or both of their visions, is basically to create a fund that builds on top of that legacy that Adi Dassler had. And he was probably one of the first, if not the first, mm-hmm. Entrepreneur in the sports space.
Right.
So it comes with this big heritage and this big vision to really support great entrepreneurs from those times now.
Sure.
And I'm very excited to work with those guys.
Okay, great. So, are you looking for some of the new technology that will kind of raise up iGaming and sports betting?
Yes, absolutely. So, I think if you invest in a company, you have to look like for differentiation. And we are a tech fund, so we are focused on good technology mm-hmm. and disruptive technology. And I also believe, like, if you have a company, you have to like look into the assets of the company.
Right.
And technology is most of the time the asset that really makes a difference.
Sure.
So I'm basically looking for great technology in the gambling space.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to get some female
led
companies involved as well. So I'm looking for that specifically. But we don't want to discriminate in one or the other direction. So for and foremost, I'm looking for great companies, great entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Innovation, disruption, mm-hmm. and that's where technology always plays the most important role. And
Okay. So sports betting in the U.S. has kind of evolved into two giants, of course, the FanDuel's and the DraftKings of the world. And then there's a second level, they bet MGM, Caesars, River City Group, those kind of groups. Do you believe there's room for other companies to get in and really become dynamic and become one of the leaders in the industry?
Yes, so the B2C space is super crowded, and it started off by companies from all over the world coming into the U.S.
Right.
And now you had over the last couple of years a consolidation. A lot of companies left the U.S. obviously, and I believe we will see still a lot of development over the next coming years. We are not even close to having a mature market.
Right.
So we have FanDuel and DraftKings basically leading the race right now,
mm-hmm.
but we have to see how long that will continue. I'm very thankful for those big companies that put in so much marketing dollars and really educating the US customers about how sports betting works in those markets where it's allowed, how iCasino works. And really like establish sports betting as something that's legal, right? Mm-hmm. And can be legal. And if I think back before 2018, there was this big stigma around sports betting.
Right.
And I think those companies have done a great job in like getting that stigma out of the US,
sure,
if you will.
Right.
And making sports betting something that's fan engagement, that's legal, that's something that you like to do. And I think we will see a lot of disruption. So if you look into the last couple of months, we had Robinhood that came out and basically said they're looking at the space and they might get into the space. Will that be like a normal traditional sports betting product like DraftKings and FanDuel offer?
Right.
I don't believe so. I think that will probably look quite differently from what is in the market nowadays.
Sure.
Which is good. And then you see also Crypto.com's announcement that they are looking into that space or getting into that space, which is a no-brainer from my perspective as well. If you look into those companies, they're both like multi-billion dollar companies with a huge user base.
Right.
And if you then compare that to the DraftKings and the FanDuel of the world, they're not seem to be too big anymore, right?
Sure.
So I think there's disruption coming. If a new sports betting brand that's just starting with no differentiation, I don't think they can compete with those established players. But we will see new players coming into the market, and it will be very interesting.
Okay. So we're here at ICE, and as much as I think I know about the industry, I don't know half these companies here. There's all kinds of technology companies. Are you looking for somebody who's already established or somebody who's got a great new idea?
We're looking at Series A investments, so usually those are companies that are like getting there, not very early stage and not seed rounds, but like a little bit over that have an established product already.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect scenario, they are having revenues already that are coming in. Obviously, as an investor, you not always expect the companies to be profitable, but at least to be revenue generating, and basically for them to use the funds that you give them to really scale up the business, and you want that rapid growth. So that's basically what we're looking for. So I'm specifically looking for tech that's innovative, great team, that sticks to compliance and has high values when it comes to integrity.
Sure.
And other than that, just a great management team and the vision to really scale the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you look at what's happening now with the sweepstakes casinos out there, these prediction companies, I mean, you know, those are kind of quasi-legal. I mean, would you consider something like that, you know, if it passed all the compliance tests?
So as a private investor, I would absolutely look into that and consider that. As a venture partner of a formal fund, VC fund, I think it's very important to make sure that all the shareholders that are included in that fund, that they are aware of the regulatory risk.
Right.
I think it would be like blind to say there are no risk nowadays when it comes to those sweepstakes casinos. But at the same time, I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, the sweepstakes regulation has existed for decades.
Right.
And I understand that the established established players in the market, that they're not very happy about the rise of the sweepstakes. According to numbers that were published, they made like more than $2 billion last year alone in the US. So it's a huge and absolutely growing market, and that's why many established operators, traditional operators get annoyed about that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's hard to say. Even the lawyers, they're not totally aligned on that. But as long as those sweepstakes operate within those regulations, it needs, from my perspective, it needs a change in the regulation, either on a state basis or on a federal basis to really make them illegal. That's my point, basically.
Okay.
So, yes, looking into that, but basically also monitoring the newest developments in that space sure. carefully.
It seems to me, again, based on what we see here at ICE, payment processing is a really saturated market. Can anybody make some improvements on that, do you think, for the gaming side of it?
Oh, I think the payment market needs a lot of innovation and developments. Mm-hmm. And it's been like a really big pain point from an operator's perspective.
Sure, right.
So as a B2C operator, if you do sports betting, iGaming, sweep casinos or sweep products, it's been just one of the pain points. And yes, I think there's a lot of disruption and mm-hmm. Improvement needed.
Okay. Also, there's technology now coming out to really weigh and treat responsible gaming. Is that something you'd be interested in if they came up with a really new way to approach responsible gaming online?
I would love that. I think we do as an industry not enough in responsible gaming and also compliance and integrity. So I wish there were great companies. So mm-hmm. if you know any, send them my way.
Right.
But certainly looking into that space. I think we in the US, we regulated ourselves a lot through self-regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to step up basically a little bit there. And I would love to see like great technology that can help improving that.
Okay, great. So as fast as sports books rolled out in the United States, iGaming is a little bit slow. And so I think it's more to come, but how quickly do you think that's gonna happen?
I think because iGaming was so slowly regulated mm-hmm. that in the first place allowed sweepstakes casinos to grow
right.
that rapidly. So
yep.
you see already that it was probably not the smartest thing mm-hmm. that the regulators could have done. But I think we have 7 states right now that allow
right.
iCasino, and I don't see any big movements to get the other states rolling
right.
and regulation established. So I think it will be very slow.
Yeah.
Some might look into that now as they see how the sweepstakes casinos are growing, and maybe that's a good way to eliminate them from their perspective. But I think it will be very slow.
Okay. So you're also looking into other regions. I know Brazil just legalized sports betting. You know, there's some other regions that are considering it. Certainly Asia is a wide open market at this point. Would you be looking at companies that would just be focused on those markets?
Yeah, so we are a global fund. We invest globally. We have invested in a few companies around the globe mm-hmm. already. So we're looking always for all the regions in the world. I think Asia is just still a very huge black market,
right.
which doesn't mean that there are great companies and great technologies. But my focus is more in comparison to that, more the Latin American market, with like Brazil being regulated and much many other states as countries as well. So it's a very interesting market for us as
okay.
an investment
okay,
fund.
So if somebody wants to get in touch, do you have a website, or is there somewhere they can learn more about Advantage?
Yes, so we have a website, advantagevc.com, I think. And then also I'm available on LinkedIn, and I would love for people to just reach out, send me their great ideas, and then have a conversation.
Okay, great. Well, I'm sure any company that wants to succeed will really enjoy partnering with you. You've been successful your whole career, and congratulations on that, and hope this works out well for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out the Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the daily news of the gaming industry, subscribe for free to the Global Gaming Monitor at igamingbusiness.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast. In Barcelona.